Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast, and as always, sponsored by Quantum Hypno. Check out the link below and do visit the Quantum Hypno site for more information on what they can do for you. Let's chat about Happy International Women's Day, because today is indeed International Women's Day. Now, that's one of these kind of meaningless UN-designated days. Doesn't mean very much, other than to say, of course, that, I do wish all women well. And, at a time when it's Women's Day, adult, human, female. Got that? That's what a woman is. An adult, human, female. Not a bloke who's gone through some degree of, I don't know what kinds of surgical operations or whatever, and likes to wear frocks and puts on the most ridiculous wigs. That's not what a woman is. I think it's good to reflect on the words of J.K. Rowling, who I mentioned yesterday, but I'll quote her again. She said that a woman is not a costume. A woman is not an idea in a man's head. It's clear that one of the objectives of denying the importance of sex is to erode what some seem to see as the cruelly segregationist idea of women having their own biologic realities, or, just as threatening, unifying realities that make them a cohesive political class. And she's absolutely right in that one, as she is in pretty much most stuff that she says. You know, International Women's Day should be about women. That's what it should be about. Not these other individuals who are seeking to actually, in my opinion, distort the very idea of womanhood. It doesn't matter what skin color you are. Doesn't matter what your sexual persuasion is. I think we should be celebrating women. Let's face it, they make up half the world. But women have never been under greater attack than they are at the moment. And they're under attack by the T element of the LGBT movement. And those T's are very intolerant towards women. They want to pretend to be women in some cases. Some of them very aggressively. So we discussed the case of India Willoughby yesterday, and indeed J.K. Rowling. We discussed that. That spat that took place on social media. And, fundamentally, we do need to make sure that as men, that we offer women as much support as we can when they find themselves besieged by these mentally unwell individuals who claim that they're just women as well. Well, you're not. Biology is totally different. Your chromosomes are different. Your DNA is different. You know, that's the truth of the matter. And as J.K. Rowling says as well, it's not just what lies in a man's head what a woman is. A woman, by definition, defines herself. And, this is where modern society, I think, is going so far off the rails. Because for most of humanity, we've all understood there's two genders. There's men and there's women. And we are the same in some areas, and we're different in other areas. Most people, I think, most reasonable people will understand that. But not anymore. No, wow, no way. No. Ever since we got the emergence of the LGB plus movement, and then the T was added on, as has been noted elsewhere, the T element of LGB has eaten the LGB bit of it. Essentially eating it up, calls it bigoted and basically they're trying to use sort of hatred, transphobia, in the same way as Islam uses Islamophobia to close down all debate about what they're up to. But we know exactly what they're up to. These are the people who, biological males, who want to get into the female space, whether that's a changing room, whether that is a bathroom, whatever. These deviants want to get in there. And I think they should absolutely be not allowed in such spaces. I think, we're far too mealy-mouthed in how we deal with these people, because if you are a man and you want to be amongst women in their private spaces, then I suggest there's something very badly wrong with you. And it doesn't matter, as I say, if you put a wig and a frock on. It doesn't matter. You're still a man. You're still a bloke. And, but of course, these people don't want to accept that. And we hear, I did a podcast earlier, we've got the likes of Angela Eagle, incoming Labour minister, I assume, in the next government, or if not, one of her colleagues. And they're going to legislate further, I think, in favour of, they talk about the LGBT movement, but really it's only the T bit that they're talking about. It's going to be very interesting to see how that one plays out. But anyway, look, let's forget the lunatics for a moment, shall we? And shall we all raise a glass together to all women today? Hope you all have a great day. And you know, as I say, where would we be without you actual women? Thanks so much for listening.